Hey, all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, this one I'm talking about, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you, I was talking to Paul Breyer at Inspire Advisors, and apparently he's been getting some activity from some of y'all checking things out, and I'd really appreciate that. So here's the thing. If you're not familiar, Inspire Advisors is one of our newest advertisers, and they are so cool at what they do. So Inspire Advisors can assist you, all you people out there who care about things, like you stand up for your beliefs, yet you may also be the kind who are also doing everything you can to set aside for your retirement or save for the future. And yet some of your investments, you may be shocked to find out, are going to things that are contrary to the beliefs you stand up for. Like you may be shocked to find out your investments may go into companies that support abortion or pornography or even human trafficking issues. So Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors, they are experts in what is known as BRI, Biblically Responsible Investing. I mean, it's a real thing, y'all. BRI. If you want to know more about BRI, they can sit down with you in person for free, no catch, no fuss, no muss, no upsell. And they will literally just sit there with you and walk through your portfolio and say, well, you might want to know about this company, and then give you some biblically aligned alternatives that are just as lucrative, but they keep you in the sense that you are investing in the things you believe in. All that to say, you want to check it out? You want to get a free appointment with them? Just go to their website if you want to. It's www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's www.moneypatternwealth.com. Or too easy, just go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. Go to the Right Side Radio sponsors. Click on their logo. It takes you right to their website. All said and done, Inspire Advisors. They're like conservative, godly, balanced. This is like financial freedom. So check them out. All right, I'm going to switch dippers on you now. It's time to. We got to talk about some Space Force, all right? I mean, I feel like I need some special sound effects for this. And I'm not mocking it. I mean, now Butters rolls his eyes. So I am of the belief that there is a need for a Space Force and even potentially here the Space Command, which are two separate things, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. Butters is less inclined. He believes only if aliens are calling. Is that what you said to me earlier? Only if aliens are coming.
Yep. I mean, if we're going to go fight in space, then let's do it.
So if a Romulan battle cruiser shows up on the horizon, we have Space Force.
Yeah, then it makes sense.
Then it's too late. We should already form it. Just saying.
Yeah. The simple thing, I just think it adds a whole other layer of bureaucracy to getting things done.
Okay. I hear you. Never let it be said that I would ever believe that the military doesn't have bureaucracy, because it does. But here's the thing. For those of y'all that don't know, Space Force, Space Command, two separate things, and a lot of you already know this, but I'll say it again just to make sure. So in August of, let's see, where's my piece here? I got a piece that came from Space News Magazine, believe it or not. Space News Magazine.
That sounds like a nerdy read.
It does exactly. Space News Magazine reminds us that in October of 2019, President Trump stood up what is known as Space Command. So if you're not familiar, we have these theater combatant commands, all right? So we have CENTCOM, which is everything Middle East. We have SOUTHCOM, which is, generally speaking, going to wind up being South America, Central America, that area. We have NORTHCOM, which is actually the home front here on the North American continent. We have AFRICOM, we have EUCOM. So all these combatant commands are there. Now we have SPACECOM. So SPACECOM is the theater combatant command element that has purview and oversight over all things space. Am I right? Do you agree with my description of this?
Yeah.
You snicker on the far side. Your microphone's on. I can hear you snickering and breathing in the microphone.
I'm trying very.
This is awful. You would treat another combatant command this way. So Air Force General John Raymond was appointed as the first commander of U.S. Space Command. He said the job of the military's 11th Warfighting Command was to protect and defend the space domain. I'm not mocking it, by the way. I do like it. Now, he points out SpaceCom will treat outer space as a theater of war. What does that mean? It is considered to be a place where our enemies could strike us, and therefore we must have a capability to either strike them first or defend against their efforts. So, he points out, our military, our society really, is so incredibly dependent upon satellite technology and other things that generate, you know, signal strength through space and everything else. But China and Russia have also developed electronic and kinetic weapons that military leaders warned, he says, could be used against U.S. satellites. Think about this. Everything banking, everything navigation, everything missile defense, everything, I mean, just the ability to get in your car and type in Waze and have it tell you the route to get to where you want to go. That's all GPS technology. Our society is so incredibly dependent upon geosynchronous orbit of satellites now for communications, for everything. The internet, all of it. Right side radio even, all of it. Then, okay. General Raymond has been authorized to build a 300-person staff. That was a few years ago. At SpaceCom's temporary headquarters, which was Peterson Air Force Base, Colorado. Number two officer at SpaceCom was three-star Lieutenant General James Dickinson, who was the commander in Huntsville, Alabama, at Army Space and Missile Defense Command. They were being merged into one command. So Army Space and Missile Defense Command in Huntsville, now SpaceCom temporary headquarters in Colorado. They had subordinate units at Vandenberg in California and Shriver Air Force Base in Colorado. So we've got, listen, this is a full-on. It's a robust command. It's a combatant command. It's going to be a four-star level command. It's got a purview over they call it a future domain for the most part, but it's not all future. So I'll get back to Space Command in Huntsville in a minute. But know this, Space Command is the theater-level element that reports to the National Command Authority. I'm not sure why I'm waving my hands in the air. Nobody, oh, there, I'm streaming. I can do that. Okay, for those of you looking online, I am waving my hands in the air, creating the umbrella effect of Space Command. Then there's Space Force. Space Force are basically the soldiers that work under Space Command. Space Force, so we established what? Around the same time, right? The National Defense Authorization Act, the budget basically for the military, came out in August. That's August of 19, Trump stood up Space Command. In December of 19, they also stood up Space Force. What is this? Well, these are the soldiers. These are the boots on the ground, not on the ground, because they're Space Force.
Man, train, and equip.
Thank you.
That's
concise. You're right. Man, train, and equip. Space Force consolidates satellite acquisition, budget, and workforce from across more than 60 different organizations into a unified, efficient, effective service. So here's the thing. We had all these little siloed, you know, separate offices. You have an 06, a colonel who's got a group of people that do satellite things at this base. And then you got this group over here that has purview over something related to, I don't know, logistics for it. And basically, they're taking all of them and going, they're sweeping them under one headquarters. Space Force is not standalone, though. They are, but they're not. They're like the Marine Corps. All you Marines out there, stand by, brace yourself. I understand how you feel, but you are indeed a subset of the Navy. Just saying, that's the way it works. I can't help, I didn't design it that way, but you technically work for the NAVSYNC, all right? Anyway, that to say, Space Force does the same thing with Air Force. Space Force falls under Air Force. All right, so you got the lay of the land?
And yeah. For the record,
yeah,
it's a very critical way or a very critical capability that we have, and I've spent a lot of time involved with those guys. So
Space Force,
I wouldn't push back on, satellite stuff. I spent a deployment briefing the space weather to the carrier strike group commander. So
cool.
Yeah. I'm not knocking it at all.
Quick quiz. What do they call Space Force members?
Space cadets?
No, that's when they're in training. What do they call them once they're through training? Guardians.
Guardians, that's right.
They're not soldiers. They're not airmen. They are guardians. All right. Here's the other thing. Have you seen their logo? It literally looks like Star Trek. The little symbol.
Yeah, Starfleet.
Starfleet Command.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's by design, I'm sure, because all the posters are still out there. They can just put them on the wall. So that's where we are. We've got Space Command, Space Force. Now, there's a tussle, if you recall, a tussle on several points related to all this. One of those tussles was just resurrected this week. So tussle is Dateline yesterday. New York Post has a story. Trump says he will follow up with Space Force by initiating a Space National Guard. Okay. Why? Because a lot of the air assets that we have, the combatant reserve assets for the U.S. military, are vested in the Air National Guards. And so he is saying he will design and implement a Space National Guard. He gave this speech just this week to the National Guard Bureau, the National Guard Association of America. And he said, now that Space Force is up and running, I agree with your leadership. You want this very badly? I agree. The time has come to create a Space National Guard as the primary combat reserve of the U.S. Space Force. He said, as president, I will sign historic legislation creating a Space National Guard. He also said that Marco Rubio is the one who first gave him the idea, and he says, and I love it. So we're going to do that, he says. Space Force has been very important. He said, and when I built it, when I did that, the other people came in, they wanted to end it, and they were just hammered. Okay. Remember, in fact, Jen Psaki, who used to be she was the Queen Jean-Pierre's, predecessor. She openly mocked it in 2021. Likened the fate of Space Force to a decision about colors used to paint Air Force One, saying it was no big deal. Anyway, she had to backtrack. But the Space Force Guardians under a Trump administration would then be looking at also having a Space Force National Guard, so a reserve component established. That does a variety of things. Butters and I, both having spent time in the Guards and Reserves, you're a full augmentee. You're designed to sometimes round out, but other times you bring in an entire capability that they don't always have on hand. And sometimes you're onesies and twosies, other times whole units deploy. So a Space National Guard, that's what Trump says.
Huntsville would be a good place for that.
Now comes the question of Huntsville. Thank you, Butters. So now what? Because we want it. By golly, Rocket City, USA. Why would they not put it in a place whose nickname is Rocket City, USA? I'm just saying, why would you not put it in a place that is the genesis of the space program? Why would you not put politics, pure politics? All right, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, I'm going to dive into the politics of Space Command. And we'll talk about whether or not it's ever going to come here. There's been some new information, maybe, sort of, kind of. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just giving you all the truth you can put on a bumper sticker. So, Space Command, Space Force. Space Command is going to have a headquarters with at least 300 personnel. But listen, every time you have something like that, you're going to wind up having a large level of base support in addition to. All right. So, just because you put 300 people in one place doesn't mean it's going to be 300. It's going to wind up being far more robust. And there's facilities, and then there's facilities maintenance, and then there's just even hiring janitors. I mean, it has an impact on the community. So you may recall that Space Command, nearly a year after, like, Trump had designated it as, I think January 21, Trump designated Redstone Arsenal right here in Huntsville as the top choice for Space Command to be located. The community was ecstatic. We were going to receive a combatant command and have it located right here at Redstone Arsenal. I mean, it just fits. It's perfect. The Inspector General's Office and the Government Accountability Office both agreed that the Air Force had conducted an accurate analysis. Huntsville looked like it was right. It was picked for all the right reasons. And then Joe Biden got elected. And in July of 2023, out of the blue, Joe Biden reverses the decision. Oh, I'm sorry. Did we do something wrong? No, we were just a red state, and he wanted to put it in the blue state of Colorado. Just like that. Didn't matter that we placed higher than Colorado. Didn't matter. But here's something you might want to know. 1819 News has a piece that came out just a couple weeks ago. It says the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2025 includes a provision that prohibits the funding from being used to expand Space Command headquarters into Colorado. It basically says, the budget says there is no money for renting, planning, designing, or constructing new facilities. And the funding freeze will remain in place until at least June of 2025. That's huge. They're basically using the purse strings. And by the way, U.S. Representative Mike Rogers, who's from Alabama, he's the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, our own Congressman Mike Rogers. He said it is, quote, mandated in the NDAA that there is absolutely no funding for Space Command headquarters or any related facilities whatsoever in Colorado Springs until the DOD's Inspector General and the Government Accountability Office delivers a report to Congress, and we have not yet received those reports. Woo! Just so you know, just a couple months ago, actually I take it back, this will be 4 months ago, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama, he said if President Trump is elected, Space Command jobs will be coming to Huntsville. It made the comments on WAFF up in Huntsville. And bottom line is, I think that's accurate. I think it is. I think that'll happen. And I think it'll be good for us. And I think it'd be good, by the way, for the nation, because it just fits. It makes sense. It is not only supported there, but it makes sense there. Hey, by the way, Butters, you might want to know, Big Rig just texted in. He said you can tell Butters I think Space Force is pretty cool. And then he says, if he has something to say about it, just tell him I play too many video games. He's also an Air Force guy, so there's that.
Well, it's an incredible capability and some really, really cool stuff. And I love geeking out. I'm a Star Trek fan myself. Mm. But it's a command and control question for me.
Lewis from Trinity says, Moonraker, Thunderball in space. Yes, it was. I distinctly recall Moonraker.
Can you imagine the pain to PCS to the moon?
Dang.
That's they're going to lose some stuff
space,
in that move.
1999. I'm just saying. That was a great series, by the way. David from Coleman says, you have any info? I'm sorry, my texter went out. No, I don't. That's a whole different subject, David, but thank you. Joe from Owens Crossroads says, well, if my texter will cooperate with me, I'll tell you what Joe from Owens Crossroads says. He says, Phil actually understands the subject.
You got to read the one above that.
Oh, he said, I'm sorry. Now I understand. He says, I'm sorry, but Phil waving his hands around reminded me of Kamala explaining cloud computing. But Phil actually understands the subject. Why does waving my hand around? I think I take offense at that. I just got compared to Kamala? Good gosh. Joe, you may be banished. I'm not talking here yet. Steve from Madison says, in your segment, please help stop the confusion of Space Force, Space. I hope I did. There are two separate things. Just think of it this way. Space Command is like the boss organization. Space Force is the soldiers. And then John from Harvest tucks it in and says, actually, I got a repeat of your text, John. Okay. John, you better check your texter, dude, because the second half of your text from the first time you tried to send it just suddenly dropped in. All right, listen, we're gonna switch gears. Coming up out to the top of the hour, we're going straight into Run the Numbers. I've got John Rogers, who's a national-level pollster with Signal Analytics, calling in to give us the lowdown. What does he see in the numbers? Where are we standing? There's a lot of talk that Kamala's gained ground, and she has. At the same time, Kamala hasn't pulled away. that is as worrisome for her campaign as anything. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.